polar bear plunge is having a moment. People have been diving into freezing cold waters for centuries, but plunges have recently been featured in photo essays, a documentary, and viral TikTok videos. To non-enthusiasts, it seems a little weird and even dangerous. But for people who take it up, daily dips can become a joyful and even essential activity. WBUR contributor Libby Delena started her cold water experience 3 years ago and never looked back. Here's her story.
When I first saw the videos of people in giant tubs full of water and ice, honestly, I thought they were crazy. I couldn't imagine anything more terrible. But part of me wondered, could I do it? In the fall of 2020, during the early days of the pandemic, I was out for a walk on Plum Island with my son and a few friends. We were happy to be outside together instead of home, alone. On a whim, we decided to go in the water, and afterwards, on the beach, we looked at each other and started laughing. We hadn't felt so alive or so free since lockdown began. The next day, we went back and did it again. For most of my life, I've hated the cold. I think it stemmed from a bad experience I had on a camping trip as a kid. I was freezing in my sleeping bag, but too shy to ask for help, so I spent the entire night shivering. The fear of the cold became a big part of my identity. The pandemic was a difficult time for all of us, but I was also facing some tectonic shifts in my personal life. My marriage was unraveling, my career felt murky, and my kids were out of the house making their way in the world. I felt overwhelmed and sad, but I was also determined to emerge from all of that uncertainty in a better place. I decided to take something I identified with, hating the cold, and test how porous it was. I thought getting in the freezing cold water would be miserable and hard, and it was. But after a while, I saw it as a way to redefine myself. When I got in the water, I could see things much more clearly. The longer I kept doing it, the less it was about the cold and the more it was about exposure. The physical challenge stripped everything away. I wasn't fragile, I was resilient. I wasn't dull or weary, I was joyful and funny and bright. And as it turns out, I didn't hate the cold. Now I get in the water 5 to 6 times a week. I dip in a bucket in my backyard, or at the beach in Newburyport, or a pond in Boxford. I almost always dip with a group of women, sometimes 2, sometimes 50. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without them.
Who's ready?
We laugh, we yelp.
Woo! This is cold. Oh gosh, guys.
We can hardly believe when we're hacking through the ice. People always ask, how long do you stay in? And I tell them until I get to calm.
Everybody okay?
Yes, it feels so good.
It feels so good.
I submerge, exhale, and relax.
Okay.
Staying in longer isn't better or braver or stronger. Just going in is all of those things.
Okay, someone else can go first.
I'll help you.
Getting out of the water is the hardest part because that's when your body temperature plummets.
You made that look very easy.
I know you did. This is our happy hour. This is what
I immediately put on a giant coat, and inside that coat, I wiggle off my bathing suit.
Don't worry, we are not that modest.
Decorum goes out the window when you've got to get warm.
Best part of the day!
There's no better medicine than this water and these people. Thanks to this practice, I feel more like myself than ever. The cold water reminds me what I'm capable of.